Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
While big food, big ag, and big pharma are all lining up to try to oppose the confirmation of RFK Jr. as head of HHS. Now, that hearing happens next Wednesday, so it's coming right up, and your help is needed. We have action items here. I'll get to that in a minute, but understand that the unholy alliance between big food and big pharma, this racket of disease and suffering and profiteering, this needs to end. You know, big food makes all these horrific processed foods with toxic ingredients and just heavily laced with pesticides and herbicides and in some cases heavy metals and all kinds of aflatoxins, various contaminations. We see it all the time in our own food lab. We see this stuff. And it's all allowed under the USDA, the EPA, and the FDA. And on top of that, these foods are nutrient depleted. They lack key minerals, both macro minerals like magnesium, as well as trace minerals like zinc. And thus, this explains why America is so sick all the time. Why we have such high rates of cancer and diabetes and heart disease and Alzheimer's. And then that generates just a never-ending waterfall of profits for Big Pharma. So Big Pharma loves big food. You know, Big Pharma loves the seed oils because of how they promote heart disease and cancer and inflammation and neurological disorders, because these are all conditions that can achieve massive profits for Big Pharma. So no wonder these nefarious industries are lining up to try to stop RFK Jr. and also the vaccine industry. The whole industry is based on just a series of lies. They lied to you, obviously, the whole time through COVID, claiming that COVID vaccines stopped COVID infections, that they stopped transmission. It was all a lie. It's all been exposed as a lie. Even now, nobody even claims that, unless they're just straight-up liars. And yes, vaccines cause autism. Vaccines cause incredible harm to our population. And although RFK Jr. is not opposed to all vaccines, he wants to make vaccines, what he says, safer. I would take it further and say we would be a healthier nation with no vaccines. We don't need measles vaccines. We don't need chickenpox vaccines. None of that. But again, that's my opinion, not his. He believes some vaccinations are necessary and that he wants to make them safer and eliminate the aluminum-based adjuvants or the mercury that's in some flu vaccines, etc., which I understand, that's a step in the right direction. I support that step. The point is that RFK Jr. wants to address the core causes of disease, and he wants to prevent them. He wants Americans to be healthier, hence the phrase now, make America healthy again, or MAHA, which, okay, I get that. I kind of like it better to say make yourself healthy again, MAHA. You know, make yourself healthy. Yeah, like you don't need to wait for government to be healthy. You can make healthier choices right now in terms of your foods and nutrition, avoidance of toxins, avoidance of pesticides, etc. But as a nation, if we are going to have a sustainable economy, if we're going to reduce healthcare spending, which is not helping, you know, it counts for GDP, but it doesn't make the nation healthier for a bunch of people to get cancer. And then for the cancer industry to have huge cancer profits, it doesn't make the nation better off when the government spends, you know, $50 billion on cholesterol drugs and ADHD drugs and weight loss drugs. No, that counts as GDP, but it doesn't count towards improving health. In fact, it's detrimental to human health. That should be counted as negative GDP, as far as I'm concerned. But these things don't make America better. All these drugs and all these pharmaceuticals and chemotherapy and radiation treatments and cancer surgeries. What makes America truly healthy and truly sustainable and gives America better longevity and more productivity, if you just want to look at the economy, you know, productive employees are healthy employees, or productive innovators are healthy people. Well, you've got to get back to promoting healthy nutrition and foods, getting the toxins out of the food supply. And you can't just have a pharmaceutical thrown at every problem. And you can't just vaccinate children with 150 vaccines or whatever the number is up to. It just keeps rising every year. This is not a pathway to health. And RFK Jr. understands this point. And he, as head of HHS, he would not only, I believe, help support the investigations into Fauci and others who we believe committed crimes against humanity by developing bioweapons in contradiction to U.S. legal restrictions against bioweapons development. R&D on bioweapons is illegal, but Fauci didn't care. He did it anyway. But RFK Jr. would also achieve significant reforms for Big Pharma. For example, not allowing direct-to-consumer drug advertising. That would put a firewall between Big Pharma and the corporate media, which is exactly what we need. Why should Pfizer be able to pay off CNN to push Pfizer propaganda, as we all witnessed during COVID? CNN, by the way, is laying off hundreds of people, and they should lay off thousands after their drug money is cut off. That would be a great benefit to America. But RFK Jr. is going to push for banning this direct advertising by the drug industry. It was illegal before 1997, and it's illegal in almost every other country in the world. Why? Well, because of the abuses of it. They run these ads with all these healthy people doing Tai Chi or whatever, and they say, yeah, take this, you know, inject yourself with this reptile venom, you know, which is the weight loss drugs. Of course, they don't say reptile venom. They show happy people doing, you know, Tai Chi, looking young and energetic, but then the actual people that take their product, they end up looking like zombies with these gaunt, long drawn faces and accelerated aging. It's like, wow, you look so thin but so old. How did you lose 50 pounds and gain 10 years in 1 year? Like that's amazing what it did to your face. I wasn't even paying attention to your waist because your face is so horrific. It's like, wow, you inject yourself with reptile venom peptides. Guess what? It does bad things to your face. But hey, that's the way some people want to be. Whatever, but they shouldn't be able to advertise it to consumers on television with all these deceptive ads. Like, oh, you take these drugs, you're going to be healthy. No, you're not. You're going to look like a zombie. And it's going to paralyze the vagus nerve. Might make you unable to eat without barfing for the rest of your life, because that's happened to some people as well. But anyway, you get the idea. And statin drugs don't save lives. It's all a scam. The whole statin drug push has always been a scam from the very start. So I'm going to put a URL on the screen here for you. This is a URL where you can go and you can type up a letter and have it sent to your senators to urge them to confirm RFK Jr. Now, we are going to have to really rally together on this. We, the people, the grassroots, because, you know, the seed oil companies and the pharma companies and the vaccine companies, all the mass poisoners of society, the pesticide makers, etc., they want to stop RFK Jr. Because, of course, their revenue model is based on mass poisoning the people. I know it's incredible just to say that, but it's true. So we need to stop that, which means we need to urge our senators to confirm RFK Jr. So how do we do that? Well, two things. I'm going to show on the screen here a website you could go to, which is part of the nonprofit run by Sayer G, where you can send the email. Or I'm also going to show the Capitol switchboard number here. I think it's a 202 number. You could call that number and you can ask to speak to each of your senators one by one, and then you can urge them to vote for RFK Jr. and explain why. You can explain, I'm tired of our policies being dictated by drug companies and toxic food companies. We need to get back to wellness and good health and disease prevention rather than disease profiteering, which is the current model. And understand, these senators are under a lot of pressure. They get a lot of money from Big Pharma. You know, Big Pharma is one of the largest lobbying groups, or it's just called, I think, Pharma. It's one of the biggest lobbying groups in Washington, D.C. I think three of the biggest lobbying groups are Pharma, the oil industry, and Israel. That just tells you, you know, who's talking to the senators and trying to dictate policy. It's those three groups more than any other. But pharma makes tens of billions of dollars a year off of disease and fake pandemics, right? And all kind of just making up fake diseases, like, oh, restless leg syndrome. You know, everybody has less restless legs syndrome all of a sudden now. Almost hard to say that disease. It's a tongue twister. But we've got to stop that. So this is an action item. And I need to ask you to do this. You know, I don't ask you for a lot, but every once in a while I ask you for a very specific action item. And this is one of those items. I need you, if you live in America, or if you are an American represented by a U.S. senator, I need you to call the two offices of the two senators for your state, and I need you to do it today or Monday at the latest. Please mark it down on your calendar, make a point, do this, and literally pick up the phone and call your senator's offices and be polite and explain to them that you are urging your senators to support the nomination of RFK Jr. as head of HHS. And you can even explain why. And the staff there will mark that down, and then they will give this to the senator. And if a senator is kind of on the fence, and yeah, maybe pharma's given them a bunch of money, but they really don't want to go along with pharma, they need a reason to say no to the lobbyists. Well, that reason can be, hey, we got a flood of calls from our constituents. Look at these numbers. We had, you know, 10,000 people call us, and they said we need to confirm RFK Jr. So it gives the senator an explanation to say no to the lobbyists. That's what you're doing, is you're giving the senator political ammunition to say no. And every call counts. So make that call. Help get RFK Jr. confirmed. Now, here's something else that's coming that's related to all of this. Now, you may know I've interviewed RFK Jr. several times. I helped promote his book, The Real Anthony Fauci, helped make that book a number one bestseller. RFK Jr., you know, is well aware of who I am and what I do, and he knows I'm working on an AI model that can revolutionize wellness, health coaching, and healthcare in America. Now, for the record, I've criticized RFK Jr. on a few areas, such as his policy on, you know, not speaking out against the bombing of women and children in Gaza, for example. That's the main area where I have issues with RFK Jr. But in his defense, as head of HHS, he's not dealing with Israel. He's not dealing with the Middle East. He's going to be focused on domestic USA policies, HHS, FDA, NIH, NIAID, CDC, etc. That's where we need him, all right? So frankly, in terms of RFK, the Middle East situation, whether you agree with me or you agree with him, it's kind of irrelevant to this far bigger and more important issue of our domestic health policies, you know, drug regulation, nutrition. I mean, we need to end the FDA's censorship about nutrition and nutritional supplements. Well, RFK Jr. can help achieve that. So again, I fully support RFK Jr., even though I disagree with him over Middle East issues, but that is not relevant to this issue right now here at HHS. HHS is Health and Human Services for America, not for the Middle East, okay? So that's my statement on that. I 100% support RFK Jr. as head of HHS. And if he is confirmed, I am going to demonstrate for him the new AI large language model called Enoch that we are releasing on March 1st as a health and wellness coach, a nutrition coach, because this model, which we're releasing for free, open source, it's a gift to humanity. It is trained on the most extensive, manually curated knowledge base on herbs, nutrition, phytonutrients, alternative medicine, natural medicine, wellness, diets, like healthful diets, gardening, permaculture, growing your own food, making your own natural medicine, even off-grid survival skills, all kinds of things. This model can revolutionize health in America. And I've already got interest from people who represent other nations who are interested in having this as a wellness coach for their nation so that their people can log into this thing and get answers about health and wellness and nutrition and food choice, etc., in order to enhance and protect national health and thereby reduce sick care costs. You know, reduce the need for pharmaceuticals, reduce the need for paying out Medicare, Medicaid, etc. So my intention is to demonstrate this for RFK Jr. and other government officials. And even at the state level, I'm connected with people in the government of Texas. I'll be demonstrating that for them as well, and also corporations and insurance companies, etc., to show them what this can do. Because this is revolutionary, and it's free, and it's open source, and I don't earn a dime, and it's non-commercial, there's no advertising, and you can download the model starting March 1st from Brighteon.ai, and you can run it for free. You can even use it commercially for free, okay? It's free as in free. No catches, no strings attached, all right? Everybody can use it. You can use it on your desktop, you can use it in your clinic. If you're a chiropractor listening to this, or a doctor, or a Chinese medicine practitioner, you can run this on a computer in your clinic. You can let your patients or clients type questions to it, or soon talk to it, because soon there will be animated local avatars that talk, you just have a conversation with, and it'll be powered by this model. So think about a wellness coach that you just talk to and say, hey, I'm about to go to the grocery store, and I have these specific health challenges, and you know, what should I buy? What kind of foods would help me? Or you can give it a list of the current ingredients of foods that you already have and say, tell me about these ingredients. Are these good? Are they bad? Like, do they worsen my health condition? Do they help me? Do they prevent anything? Like, tell me. The model will tell you, because it's trained on all of this knowledge. So I know for a fact that if we can get the knowledge that I've been teaching for 25 years, nearly, if we can get that knowledge into the hands of the American people, or even just some significant portion of them, we can greatly improve health outcomes. We can vastly reduce healthcare costs. We can save many, probably hundreds of billions of dollars for the federal government in terms of, you know, Medicare and then Medicaid at the state level. We can save money for insurance companies. And most importantly, we can significantly add to the happiness, the joy, and the longevity of people's lives, because it all comes back to preventing disease through foods and nutrition and making healthy choices and avoiding toxins, etc. Well, we've got the model to do that, the AI model, free of charge, open source. We're giving it to the world. And if RFK Jr. is confirmed as the head of HHS, I know that he will take time out of his busy schedule to spend an hour with me to look at what this model can do. And I know a lot of other government officials will do the same. And this can truly be revolutionary. So you can download the model, sign up for it at Brighteon.ai. It launches March 1st. In the meantime, call your senators, urge them to confirm the nomination of RFK Jr., and use the link shown on your screen to send emails to your senators. Again, urging them to confirm the nomination of RFK Jr. as head of HHS. We will all benefit as a result. The only losers will be big pharma, big food, pesticide companies, those people. And as far as I'm concerned, they deserve to lose revenues because they earn money off keeping people sick. And that's not okay. That is totally not okay. All right. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also Brighteon.com. Check out Brighteon for more interviews and more podcasts and so much more. Thanks for listening. Take care. We've got an exciting and really delicious new product at the Health Ranger store. It's called Organic Creamy Buttery and Cheesy Mashed Potatoes. And it's just one of several new products that we have. Here we've got heavy cream. This is all organic. It's all laboratory tested. Heavy cream, butter powder, white cheddar powder, and then this mashed potatoes product that uses all of these to be incredibly delicious. And here's the thing. We don't use artificial colors or artificial ingredients or artificial flavors of any kind. And if you look at this mashed potatoes product, let me scroll down and show you. The ingredients are right here. Check this out. You've never seen this in a product before. Organic potato flakes, organic heavy cream powder, organic butter powder, organic white cheddar cheese powder, and pink Himalayan salt, and that's it. Nothing else. No preservatives, no chemicals, no colors, no artificial flavors, no MSG, none of that garbage. So if you want real, honest, certified organic, lab-tested food, this is where you get it, healthrangerstore.com. And on top of the cream powder and the butter powder, of course, we have, you know, vegan and vegetarian solutions, you know, non-cream, non-dairy solutions. We've also got this really popular, amazing toothpaste that's formulated by us and made in the United States now. It's called Silver Fresh Fluoride-Free Toothpaste, Peppermint Plus Anise. And this is a three-pack, but you can get them individually or six-pack, etc. This is really, I mean, people love the ingredients, and it's made from colloidal silver produced from Texas rainwater through our own contraptions, our own innovations. The ingredients are really clean and pure. Check it out. Silver water, xylitol, which has amazing properties, vegetable glycerin, you know, calcium carbonate, and so on. Just look at the ingredients. Incredibly clean, incredibly just simple, honest. This is the kind of product that you normally can't find this at retail. And it's indicative of what we offer at healthrangerstore.com, which is these natural solutions and nutritional supplements, personal care products, home care products, and some survival products as well. Just go to healthrangerstore.com. And you see here, you can click on the categories. This is on the homepage. You can click on supplements, preparedness, personal care, food and beverage, or home. And we've got auto ship. We've got loyalty points that you get. We've got combo packs and so on. And many new products here, including a toxin binder, 2 ounces right here, a daily immune complex blend, and so much more. And freeze-dried foods, all kinds of different, you know, liver support, sleep support, and back in stock. Items that have been out of stock are now finally back in stock, such as instant coffee, which is really popular. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that supporting us at healthrangerstore.com helps support this platform. Our multiple platforms, our AI R&D project that we're giving back to humanity through a free open source AI model trained on nutrition, wellness, and herbs, and preparedness, and much more. So shop with confidence, knowing that you're getting really clean, highly nutritious foods and supplements, and you're supporting a good cause that believes in decentralization of knowledge for humanity and uplifting humanity through nutrition and health solutions. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon.com, the publisher of NaturalNews.com, and the founder of HealthRangerStore.com. Thank you again for your support. Take care.